The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy hump day.
Oh, yes, hump day.
Hump day.
You still got it. You still got it, Jess.
Nice.
We have your chance to win crazy cash right now. It's $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
All right, listen close, everybody. This hour's nationwide keyword is bonus. 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 Take that keyword over to wild949.com. Enter it there, and you're in the running. That's all it takes to potentially win $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
All right, here's your first talkback of the day.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Big John, and today is Wednesday, so you know what that means. Happy hump day! And I've been listening to the JV Show, of course. Monday and Tuesday, Selena, you didn't sound sick. You sounded sick, so yeah. I think today is the day. Yep,
What does he mean by
what,
that?
Today's the day for what?
For your hump day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I'm back.
I'm launching out a really big hump day.
I'm back.
No, she's back.
I'm back.
And then, or was he saying today's the day you start getting sick again? Because a minute ago we learned that Jess is not feeling
so good. Maybe that's what he meant.
So
I don't know what happened, you guys, but yesterday in the night I was like, oh no, I think something's brewing here.
But you went to the Super Bowl experience.
I saw you post yesterday that
you were having a couple drinky drinks ahead of time.
So I'm not hungover. That's not what it is.
So the place is just crawling with germy people.
No.
And that's what got you sick. That's what it is.
Football fans notoriously don't wash their hands and touched everything at the NFL experience,
I'm sure.
And then you touched it all.
It was obviously Selena that got me sick because she was just sick last week.
But I haven't been sick this whole week.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was brewing. And now it's finally here. Mm. Can I just say, though, this morning I was like, okay, before I leave the house, I'm going to gua sha my face.
Are you going to do what now?
Gua sha my face.
Oh.
You guys.
What's that again?
It's like a little tool.
It drains your face, remember?
It drains your face,
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I got my wife one for Christmas.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, oh, yeah. My gosh. You guys, anytime you're feeling congested and sick, when I woke up, I could not breathe out of my nose. I was mouth breathing.
Ugh.
Ooh, that's so disgusting.
I know. I gua sha'd my face. I can breathe now. Like, I don't know what it did. Well, obviously, it drained my face, but it
squeezed all the snot out.
It like worked,
where did it
like,
go?
Yeah, where
did it come out of your nose?
Yeah.
No.
So it went. So
you drained.
So you drained
it,
and so it drained into my lymph nodes.
Oh,
whatever that means.
Disgusting.
Gross.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, I'm so grossed out right now.
That's not good.
Okay, how about we just talk about the Moscone Center really quick?
Sure.
I really think everybody should go check out the Super Bowl experience. Take your kids. I believe kids under 12, they get them for free. And it was really cool. They had so many different little activations for kids to try, for adults to try, little things to take pictures of. A lot of really cool, like, Niner gear and... I know we have a lot of Niner fans, and just gear for all the teams in general that you could check out. Like,
what was the coolest thing that you saw there? You're like, oh my god, this is the must stop.
Oh my god,
booth or thing.
So they had all the helmets blinged out. They had blinged out helmets that you could look at, and I was like, this is the cutest thing ever. Why don't they ever wear these? Obviously, I know why, but you know.
Yeah, little diamonds just getting
yeah.
Bashed to pieces all over the field.
They were so cute, though.
I'm glad you liked it. I went Monday early for a media, like, check it out before it opens to the public. They were still building the inside. I was like, how is this going to be open in time for the public?
Yeah.
Yesterday, but I'm glad they did it in time.
So,
and they're going to be doing like meet and greets there like all week and stuff like that, right?
They had a really cool area where they announce you like if you were getting the Lombardi trophy. Or they announce you as if you were getting drafted. So they could be like, and now the Niners select Selena.
Boom.
From If you take your kids, they could announce them and you could get a cool video of them being like walking on stage with like a Niner jersey.
Wait, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Can I ask, look, we got Cool or Not coming up in a few minutes here. And I want everybody to listen for that because I've got an important question I want to ask. But this one is sort of similar. And I need to ask it to you really quick, Selena, because Cool or Not, Jess and her man both went to the NFL experience yesterday, fully decked out in New York Giants gear. Where do you land on that?
cool.
Because, like, I get it's the NFL fan mm-hmm. experience, you know, like, yeah. fans of all the NFL and all the teams. But, like, dude, your team didn't even sniff the playoffs, let right. alone the Super Bowl, you know. So it's like, what are you doing?
I think I give that a pass because it's just full. It's just NFL.
And
it's not specific to like the two teams playing in the
I get it, but what are you trying to prove to other people there that it's like you are a better fan
it's
than
a
they
fan
are?
Experience.
Yeah,
it's
but if you're there at the fan experience, doesn't that just signify that you are a fan in general? Like, I'm a fan. I'm here.
I saw basically every single team being represented yesterday.
I know. Well, that's why I'm asking.
So that's why I had to. What did you want me to wear?
Well, you could just wear normal clothes and just be a normal person.
That'd be boring.
I know you have something similar to ask us
yes,
next
I
inside our Cool or Not list.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Graham, have you been to the Mel's drive-in on Lombard Street?
Of course, many.
The one where there was
times.
A fire that broke out early yesterday morning.
I know.
So now Mel's, yeah, the one there on Lombard, indefinitely closed. This is the longest continuously running Mel's. Thankfully, there were no injuries.
I had a lot of late-night meals there. A lot. I used to bartend like a block and a half from there. All right, Coach Jerry Rice led his NFC squad in last night's Pro Bowl, flag football game to a win over Steve Young in the AFC. The game was at Moscone Center here in the city, and the NFC found themselves trailing by as many as 18 points at one point in the game. They staged a furious comeback, outscored the AFC 30-8 in the second half, won the game 66-52. And could this be a preview to the Olympic gold medals coming our way? Because flag football, we know, is going to be a part of the upcoming 2028 Summer Olympics in LA, and NFL players are allowed to participate in that. Might we have a flag football dream team of sorts?
Possibly.
Brewing here?
That's cool. All right, another warm and sunny day. Highs will be in the upper 60s to low 70s, and even warmer than that for the South Bay. And good news, you guys, I do not see any more rain for Super Bowl Sunday.
But where'd it go?
Yeah, well, you told us about it before. You said there was rain.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you know, the weather changes, the forecast changes, so I'll keep you updated.
Interesting. How convenient. Just like, oh, I just made the rain just, you know, vanish away. Hey, Sagittarius besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 7. Family obligations are piling up. Prioritize what actually matters and let the rest slide. That side hustle idea you've been sitting on,
yeah.
It's got some serious potential. And today's the day to start planning. It could mean a completely different career path is calling your name. Scary, but also exciting if you're brave enough.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it.
All right, I hope the boss isn't listening, so I'm going to say screw the next song. We're going to go straight into our Cool or Not list. Graham, would you like to kick it off?
I would. What do you guys think? Cool or not, people that will be wearing their Niner gear or maybe Raider gear to a Super Bowl watch party this coming weekend?
Cool.
Not cool.
What?
Not to a Super Bowl watch party.
Why not?
I don't know.
So NFL fan experience when Jess did it yesterday, you're saying cool.
I think it's okay. Rep your team. There's things from every team in the NFL there to check out, and that's what they want. You're a fan of football, the NFL, come on down. And there's photo ops and a bunch of cool things. I think that's fine. Give that a cool. But you're going to a watch party or to the Super Bowl and you're wearing a team that's like not even playing, cringe.
What? I feel like everybody does this every single year, me included, and I plan to do that. Well, actually, I might not do that this year, but...
Do you? You'll go to a watch party and your team's not playing, but you're still wearing your team's jersey?
Yeah. Because,
like, hey,
any excuse
sports.
To wear it.
Football.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm leaning not cool on this. To me, it's almost... Well, one, as a Niner fan, like, it's a little bit of salt in the wound. Like, we're not in this game. Like, what am I... Why am I... repping my team right now. Now, you should always be a fan. You should always rep your team, wear the gear, whatever. But on that day, I'm with you, Selena. It's kind of like not cool. Neither your team's not in it. You don't have a dog in the fight.
Like, I'm so surprised you guys like feel this way.
There are a lot of people that are doing it. There's a lot of people that are still going to do it.
Yeah, don't let it stop you, Jess.
Well, this year I have other plans, but... Because this year my outfit's going to be Bad Bunny themed instead.
Okay, see, that's cute.
Okay,
what does a Bad Bunny themed outfit look like?
Oh, if I say it, it might not come out the way I want it to, but I'm going to say it anyways. So, you know me, I like painting, so I am going to...
Body paint?
No.
Not that we wanted to see you that. No clothes and body paint.
It just sounded like where it was going, though.
No, I don't want to put anyone through that, but I want to... like paint some cool like Bad Bunny jeans. So like put Bad Bunny's face on them, like almost like a patch of Bad Bunny, and then add a bunch of really cool like Bad Bunny references to the jeans.
Do you think you're going to hand paint Bad Bunny's face and
yes,
people will know that it's Bad Bunny's face on your jeans?
Yeah.
Jeans are passed down.
From generation, generation to generation. Yeah. Just as jeans are Bad Bunny. yeah, I can't wait to see the portrait, because we've seen a lot of people get that portrait tattoo or whatever. Like, ooh, that doesn't look like the person. And Jess is going to freehand paint Bad Bunny's face under her jeans. I know, but
I would have thought the same thing. But then that one time she painted the Jonas Brothers, and it looked just like them. It was really good. It was good.
I know Jess has some painting skills. She does. But I'm just like, when you go up to your average party goer or average person on the street, and you're like, who is this on my jeans? I'd love to see 100 people polled.
You're wearing a whole Bad Bunny themed outfit. Where are you going? Like someone's living room?
Oh, yeah. Probably just some random, like, small party. I'm going to be a little overdressed, but you know what? I'm living life.
Oh, she's living life.
Wait, I'm living life.
Speaking of jeans, have you guys seen the square jeans?
I have.
I think you mentioned you saw this. Jess, can we get this up on our Instagram story? Graham, because you've already seen them, what do you think? Cool or not?
Not cool. They're unnecessary, but it just seem like somebody's just their attempt to go viral. Like, I don't think they foresee
think so?
This becoming day-to-day fashion.
I hope not. Jess, you love square pants.
the sponge kind?
Yep. The SpongeBob variety.
What do you think?
I don't like them.
What? You wouldn't want to match with your
with my SpongeBob?
Fluffy, yeah, your stuffed SpongeBob?
I don't like them because they look really awkward. Like, there's just a lot of extra fabric, especially in the hip area. Like, I don't even know how these are being held up.
Yeah. What? I just don't like that. Sometimes I already feel like I'm shaped like boxy. Like I don't need my jeans accentuating that.
Okay, so we need to, because this is radio, describe what the square jeans actually look like.
Correct.
And they will be up on our story, JV mm-hmm. Morning Show on Instagram. They look like, are they out in front? They almost look like they're out in front of the person.
Like, they are. Like I don't know what is holding these jeans up, but imagine like an invisible box around your waist and your jeans are around that. So it looks like they look like an actual box.
Like picture a mascot. You know how mascots usually are a little bit like a little bit more round.
That's body shaming, but okay, no, continue.
But you can tell that they have some sort of ring there that gives them some movement in the stomach. That's what I picture this being, but in square mode. But the picture is up at JV Morning Show because I'm not doing a very good job at describing.
You're not. They're so ugly. Not cool.
They are. Yeah. It's unnecessary, but I think it's a fashion influencer's attempt just to go viral, right?
You might be right.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Jeans
not
are
cool.
passed down.
From generation to generation.
My jeans are square.
Not cool.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Not cool. Got my
not
vote in
cool.
on there.
Check those out, JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We have your Neo and Akon tickets on standby. We were just talking about wearing a jersey to a Super Bowl watch party or to the game or wherever, even though it's not one of the teams that's actually playing. Jess, you normally do this.
Yep.
Although this year you're going to wear a Bad Bunny outfit.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Teddy Sif from Wanna Creek. Look. Happy hump day. Look, are you guys, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. Did you guys just say that it's not cool to wear your own team's jersey to a Super Bowl party? That is the wildest thing I ever heard. What are you supposed to wear? Black? This is not a funeral. Wear your team. Represent your team. Who cares about the teams that are in the big game?
But it's a party for, I don't know. I don't. I think it's weird. I think it's cringe.
What?
I wouldn't. No. My team's not playing. I'm not. I just wear normal clothes. It's just a normal get together to watch the TV.
What would you wear to it? Just to
what
a
would
party?
You wear that
I
day?
Get that it's a party celebrating football. I'm with you, Selena. Look, it's not the biggest fashion faux pas in the world. And a lot of people are going to do it this weekend, but I would never do it. I'm not like, oh, let me get my Niner jersey out. Gotta watch the Seattle Patriots game. Like, what? It doesn't make sense.
No.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, about the other team's jerseys at Super Bowl parties, definite no-no. I'm a diehard Steeler fan, and being at a lot of 49er and past Oakland Raider games, if my team wasn't playing, I wasn't wearing my jersey. You just look weird. All right, y'all. Have a good one.
Hey, thank you for that.
Now, the other thing we've talked about before, I think it is worse to wear a jersey of a team to an actual game that's not playing in the game. That, in my mind, is worse.
Agreed.
Like, yeah. if you're going to a, you know, a Niners Seattle game, regular season game, and you're showing up wearing your Rams gear or something, I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
Like that,
okay.
That's even worse in my mind. But still, I'm not doing that, and I'm not doing it to a Super Bowl party.
Now, I do agree with that. Like, don't wear a different jersey to a different game.
People do that all the time.
But to a Super Bowl party, I think it's okay.
Good morning, JV Morning Show. This is David out in Richmond. Just chiming in on the whole Super Bowl team gear. Yeah, if it's an NFL-themed event like this week at Moscone Center, absolutely. I think everybody should rep their team. But if it's the actual Super Bowl party, watch party, unless your team is one of the two teams playing, then yeah, I don't think it's cool. Wear your jersey. You look kind of silly to me. Anyway, my two cents on it. Thanks, you guys. Have a great day. Bye.
See, that's how I feel.
Yep.
Wow.
NFL experience, Moscone Center, cool. Whoever's living room you're going to, your team's not playing, not cool.
I'm shooketh right now.
Wear some jeans and a t-shirt. You'll be fine.
I saw this post on Instagram about names of things we didn't even know had names. Can we go through just one or two of them really quick? I just want to see if you guys know what these things are. And Graham, sure. I feel like you know a lot of things. You just know stuff.
Uh-huh.
Well, do you know what vagitis is?
Yeah, that's when you get an itch a few days after.
I hope I'm saying that right. Vagitis.
You've been swimming in a saltwater pool.
Uh-oh. No. No.
That's not what it is?
It's the first cry of a newborn baby.
Is a vagitis?
Yes.
Like, hey, doc, can you get in here? My baby's got vagitis.
Yeah. Or like he hasn't let out his first vaginas yet.
Like, yeah, should
I'll be like, Doc, he doesn't have one of those. He doesn't have one of those. I checked.
Every baby does worry about
his vaginas. Why does that need a name? Why can't it just be called the first cry?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Do you know what wamble is?
Wamble? A
wamble?
Wamble. When they play tennis, like the Wimbledon.
That's Wimbledon.
No.
A wamble is when you're about to leave a bar and you know when you first stand up for your seat and you didn't realize how drunk you were, you're a little drunker than you thought.
You start wambling.
And you wamble right into the door on your way out.
No, a wamble is the rumbling sound that your stomach makes.
When you're hungry?
What?
Like, yeah. I'm over here wambling.
Yeah, your stomach wambles.
Dude, I wamble. I'm wambled so much this morning already. Starving.
I don't like that word already.
Wamble? Never heard it.
I don't like vaginas either. It's weird.
No, it sounds itchy.
But you both probably did it.
So did you. You vaginas once. We all did.
Yeah.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so Billie Eilish is in some hot water. Uh-oh. Do you remember at the Grammys, she was accepting her award for a Song of the Year, and she said to the audience, I don't feel like I need to say anything, but that no one is illegal on stolen land. F. Ice.
Right.
Well, guess whose $14 million mansion is sitting on stolen land? Well, probably like every, oh, right. Probably every, all of us.
So right. Every house in the United
right.
States.
Right. But Billy's in particular is who we're talking about here. A spokesperson for the Tongva tribe. I hope I'm saying that correctly. They are the indigenous people of that area of L.A. They confirmed that Billy's home is on their ancestral land. And they just said they appreciate celebs pointing to the true history of this country. But next time, you know, reference us in your speech or something. But now everybody online is pressing Billy like, so. When did you plan on returning that property that doesn't belong to you? Hmm?
I've seen this quote unquote outcry as if there's this massive, you know, outcry of people upset about this. It's a couple people, a couple keyboard warriors.
And a lot of people have Billie's back.
Yes.
Pointing out that she donates crazy amounts of money. Do you remember at the end of last year when she called out billionaires for not donating billions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then we were wondering, well, what does Billy donate? She donated 22% of her net worth last October, $11.5 million. to fight climate. She donated this money toward climate justice, food security, and reducing carbon pollution.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, so the bigger message is what she said is something that needs, sometimes as a country, we have to take a look in the mirror and realize where we've come from, the atrocities that we have committed. Right. It's uncomfortable. It's an uncomfortable truth. Sometimes we like to think, oh, we're this perfect country and look, we pulled ourselves up from our bootstraps and we did. That's not how it went down. Like none of it went down. And we've, you know, the history books have been sort of washed to paint one story, a narrative, you know, but really like our past is violent. It's awful. We, you know, marginalized and, you know, tortured people, you know, like whole populations of people. We've done awful, terrible things to get to where we are today. And
how has everybody just like forgotten that?
Well, that's because one version of history has basically largely been taught for generations and generations. But you have to sometimes turn a mirror and look at our own past, and it's okay to draw a spotlight to it because it needs to be acknowledged.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about how Cardi B is celebrating the Super Bowl. She is reportedly planning a celebration that is going to cost her over $1 million. And it's not just about attending the game, which she obviously is going to, but it's about showing up for her man, Stefon Diggs, who, if you don't know, plays for the Patriots. So according to this report, she has invited 100 friends and family, both from her side and from Stefon's side, to fly to the Bay. She's going to be paying for 40 guests to be in a private suite at Levi's Stadium. So let's tally that, $125,000. She's going to be buying the tickets for the rest of the guests to sit in the stands. So it's going to cost between $700,000 and $725,000 for everyone just to go.
Just for
to
the
Super Bowl, yeah. Oh, and wow. Then she has to book 4 private jets. That's going to bring everyone to San Francisco. That's going to be like another $250,000, let's say like $250,000 there. And then there's the actual watch party. So we need like $100,000 on drinks, and then $8,000 for like the food and the service and all that. Oh, and then you got to rent the place. That's going to cost $38,000. They're saying the alcohol bill is going to total $220,000 just that.
And the fashion, what you're going to wear.
Oh, yeah, then the outfit. Then you get the outfit.
All that stuff. That.
She's going to spend more than $1.2 million.
Oh, my gosh.
There's some crazy. There's some crazy. Super Bowl week always has some crazy, crazy money being thrown around.
God, I was born into the wrong body. Why couldn't I be Cardi?
Yeah, seriously. But, yeah, and then, I mean, let alone the people that have, you know, purchased the suites or whatever for the game. I mean, the price tag on those eclipses that number that you just said right there just to get the suite for the game. You know, it's like stuff like that. People, well, there's stupid money in this world. And it's not in our pockets.
Nope.
Like the amount of celebrities that are going to be out and about in the Bay Area, you guys, all this week. It's crazy. You probably are going to walk by right next to someone and not even know if they're an influencer or a celebrity.
Are they going to be in my living room or something? Because I'm not leaving the house. Oh.
Yeah. I'm not going to be pacing around out in front of Levi's Stadium.
You guys won't see anyone.
Just hoping.
Yeah. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, nerd alert. I repeat, nerd alert. The New York Times, they're sort of the parent company of the game Wordle. They announced this week a major change to the game, and it's upset a lot of hardcore wordlers. Here's the change. The old Wordle answers, meaning the word that solved the puzzle for that day, was previously retired from the game. So they weren't going to repeat any of the same answers. So you knew that if yesterday's word was horse or whatever, that's not going to be a possible answer going forward. So you can rule that out in your mind. Well, there are only about 12,000 something different 5-letter words in the English language. So eventually they were going to run out of words. And Wordle has been going now for, I don't know, 5 or 6 years. So they've burned through a pretty decent chunk of the available words out there. So they announced this week, and it's effective immediately, that they are going to be bringing back those words into play, ones that had previously been retired. Again, effective immediately. They say there are still many first-time answers out there to debut, but some old Wordle solutions are now going to be added back into the pool of possible answers. Now, why did this melt down the Wordle word nerd community? Because a lot of word nerds are very upset. Some players,
are you upset by this?
Slightly, because there's a lot of times I still play the game, and there are a lot of times you're like, well, it could be this, but nah, we've done that word before, so you rule it out as a guess, you know, in your mind. But there are some very hardcore word nerd wordlers that have kept a detailed spreadsheet of every answer as it's happened.
Oh my god!
Each day, and then cross reference that while they've played the game, and now that's all their hard work over the years of keeping a detailed spreadsheet of each day's answer totally out the window. So, major nerd alert. But I apologize to you, wordlers out there.
Wow.
The game's totally changed, and the answers now can be an answer you've already seen before.
And you're a worldler.
Wordler.
Yep. I'm in a Wordle group with my family.
Oh, my God. I hate everything about this.
We play as a group each day.
Next on the JV show, we got your chance to win a chug mug.
Major nerd alert.
Inside What the Bleep.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you were just telling us about a major change to Wordle.
Yeah, nerd alert. They announced this week that they're going to start bringing back past answers in the game as possible solutions to the current game going forward.
All right, we're nerd here. I immediately forget what the Wordle is after I do it. I don't remember what last night's was, and I did it less than 12 hours ago. And I don't know. I mean, they've been using some really weird words now, so I'm kind of okay with them going back to some basics.
I can't believe people still play this.
Yeah, I'm ashamed to admit it. Also, the boss texted, any more Wordle talk and we're fired. So we've hit our word limit for the day about Wordle. So that's it. Sorry. We got to move on.
Hey, JV Show. This is Anthony from San Jose. Random question. How come Graham doesn't have any drops? I know Chidi has her I Have Constipation. Selena has her Go Mets and her Gene one. And Jess has way too many. But Graham, I don't know if you have any. And why is that? We need some more from you because you're pretty clever.
Okay.
You have to have some.
I actually, I think on this, on my, if you don't know, a drop is like what he said. Like we have Chidi saying.
I have constipation.
Stuff like that. Or Jess saying.
Piedmont.
Those are drops. And I like to sprinkle them in throughout the show. Where
and there's not where a single
I
one of you.
See fit. Well, I'm the guy that makes the drops. So probably I don't make, it seems like very... I don't know. It seems weird to make a drop about yourself, you know? Like, I don't know.
Right.
It seems weird.
No, you're saying we should do it.
Yeah.
Have at it. If you guys would like to do some work for once, I'd appreciate it.
That's a good point. I think I'm going to pass. Unless, Jess, you want to.
I got to find the one where Graham was like, Uber.
I played that one back. This week. Was that this week, I think.
All right. Let's give you the chance to win some crazy cash. That's $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
All right. This hour's nationwide keyword is credit. Take the keyword credit over to wild949.com. Look around there. You'll see the spot to enter the word, and then you're entered. Simple as that. Credit. You have this entire hour to do that. You might win $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
And we're also kicking off What the Bleep here. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm.
When I worked at Forever 21, my coworkers would constantly go into the fitting room to...
Ew.
I don't blame them. Like, young, good-looking singles, why not?
But get out of here. You know customers are trying to use them.
You do you, boo.
That's still disgusting.
This is like the JV Show's version of Wordle. Every day. You're over here laughing at the word nerds. We play our own game.
This one seems so much cooler, though.
It is. It's a little spicier. But the answer, remember, is something PG and family friendly. So when you think you know what that word is, you whip out your iHeartRadio app as fast as you can. You hit that talkback mic button, and then you record us your guess. Along with that guess, we want to hear your name and your city so we can shout you out if you've gotten it right. Only the first correct answer in the morning, though, wins the coveted JV Show chug mug.
Mm-hmm.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with us. We're playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
When I worked at Forever 21, my coworkers would constantly go into the fitting room to...
That's disgusting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I might have done it once or twice.
Really?
Whoa!
You
know,
with who? I was young.
It was a different time. She's an engaged woman now.
Yeah, yes. Yes. All right. Remember, this is a family show.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
That word is something clean. Let's go to your talk back, see if anyone got it right.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jason and Addie from Vallejo, and our guest for the bleeped out word is text. Thanks, guys. Have a great day. Bye.
text.
Great guess. Yeah, people would do that.
Need to hop in there, fire off a couple texts without the boss noticing that you're slacking.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Rhea. It's a bleeped out word. Steal. Are they stealing? Okay, thank you. Bye.
Ooh, that's a great one. Did people ever steal that worked
there? Oh, yeah, they did.
That worked
and
there?
And they were caught and taken away.
And then given their jobs back like a week later. Like, we need somebody. There's not enough people to cover all the shifts.
No. Good morning, JV Show. This is Alma from Fremont, and my guess is sleep. They go in there to sleep. Thank you. Love you guys. Happy Wednesday.
Sleep is a very, very popular guess this morning. I'm going to help everybody out because the other most popular guess, nap. Sleep, a nap. Oh. Everybody is guessing that, and it ain't it.
Interesting.
So a little hint, skis.
So what is it? If you think you know, leave it on the Talk Back now on the iHeartRadio app. We are going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show on this Wednesday. Happy Hump Day!
Oh, yeah, it's Hump Day.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show Chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
When I worked at Forever 21, my coworkers would constantly go into the fitting room to...
And you said that you were one of them.
I mean, maybe like once. Wow. Probably did this.
Wow. All right. Remember, this is a family show. Let's go to your guesses on the Talk Back, see if anyone got it.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Monse from San Jose. Is the bleep word eat? To eat.
To eat.
Eat and snack. Those were two of the most popular guesses this morning. Yeah. I don't know if I'd want to eat in there. I guess if you're looking for a place like where the boss isn't watching you,
yeah,
you need a quick snack.
Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Sarah from Grass Valley, and my guess for the bleep dot word is gossip. All right, have a great day.
Oh my gosh. Fitting room, number one gossip place.
But can't the people in the little stall thing next to you hear?
That's just more fun.
All the gossip? That was a very popular guest this morning.
You guys couldn't gossip like on the floor? Because I swear anytime I go to any store, instead of like helping me with what I need, they're just talking to each other.
Yeah.
We could to an extent, but if you really want the tea, you would go to the fitting room.
Meet me in the fitting room, 5 minutes.
JV Show number one in Grass Valley, by the way. Sarah, thank you for leaving that talk back.
Hey, good morning, you guys. This is Gabby from Hayward. Is the bleeped out word fart? I don't know why that came to mind. Have a nice day. Bye.
Well, knowing the listening audience we've cultivated here on the JV Show, that was one of the most popular guesses that came in this morning, which got me to thinking, are they just trained to know that we think farts are funny on the show? Or is that somewhere that employees that have worked in retail, you need to let one rip on the sly. You go into the changing room, adjust, we'll throw it to you.
No, you would not go into the changing room because then it would just get trapped in there.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather?
Would know. And people would know that it was you, so you just walk to an empty part of the store.
Okay, we'll take your word for it. You're the one that's done that.
So you're just crop dusting random parts of.
And I'm speaking just because I've heard it from other people.
Oh, sure.
Morning, this is Angelina and Danny from San Leandro, and we think the bleeped out word is hide. It would hide in the dressing room, so they wouldn't have to deal with customers.
There it is! Here's today's clip, unbleeped.
When I worked at Forever 21, my coworkers would constantly go into the fitting room to hide.
Yep. And it worked?
I don't blame them. Don't you think everybody, as Selena, think back to early jobs he had, everybody had that hiding spot where you knew you could go, get away out of the boss's view for a little while.
I never really had a job where I can do that. I wish I did. I didn't really work retail, store.
You know what?
It
was one of those experiences that I'm really thankful to have had, which is weird to say, because it was so fun. You meet a lot of people. I met my best friend at Forever 21, and we're still best friends now.
Forever. So. Best friends forever. They met at Forever 21, you guys. Oh, so cute. Everybody needs to work in a job that is customer facing, that is in customer service. Everybody. Mm-hmm. It
helps you talk to people, get used to that.
And it helps you understand the perspective of an employee who is working when you go into an establishment, whether it be a restaurant or a retail store or whatever, and realize what they're dealing with. Because they're dealing with you, the customer, and the customer is not always right. The customer is generally always a jerk. All right, let's give some shout outs. First, Angelina and Danny in San Leandro. What's up, Angelina and Danny? They came with the very first correct answer this morning, and they are getting themselves a brand new JV Show Chug Mug, although there are two of them. And that brings us back to the age-old predicament. Do I cut the Chug Mug in half? I have one on my saw at home ready to cut in half for somebody that got half the word correct a little while ago that we have to mail half a cup to. But Angelina and Danny, do you think they'd like one whole cup or a half each?
I think two halves.
Perfect. I'll put another set on the saw later today when I get home. All right, a lot of other people came with the correct answer this morning. Not as fast as Angelina and Danny, but let's shout them out. Andrea and Hayward had it, so did Lori in Morgan Hill. Ricky in San Jose. What's up, Ricky? What's up? He left us his talkback guest this morning from the shower. That was impressive, but dedication to the game. Josh in Dublin had it, so did Chili Tomei in San Jose. Jessica in Pinole had it, so did Sophia and Nena in Napa. What's up, Napa? We did it. Rafael and Hayward had it, so did Grace in San Bruno. Misty in Union City. What's up, Misty? What's up? Hope you have a great hump day. Marissa in San Jose had it, so did our buddy Eddie in Pittsburgh. Jen and Levi in San Francisco came with the correct answer this morning. Way too slow, though, you guys. Come on, speed it up. Jessica in Fremont had it, so did our buddy Jesus and Zach. Cecilia had it. She didn't say where she's from. Like, ain't nobody got time for that. Ruby in South San Francisco came with the correct answer. So did Fatima in Vallejo, and Brenda in San Jose squeaked one in very, very late. Come on, Brenda. I know you're faster than that. Anybody else I'm missing that came in even later than that, Jess?
That was all. Mama Albert, why?
Why couldn't you say that?
What now? Mama Albert came with the correct answer as well. What's up, Mama Albert?
Yeah, that was all.
If you didn't win today, you know what I would do? I'd play tomorrow.
That's right. Same time right here on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Lily and Lucia.
Lily and Lucia, what is going on? How are you guys doing this morning?
We are awesome, driving to school.
Nice. All right, so we are trying to get you these tickets to see
Freya Sky.
You just have to win the Yup Nope game. We're going to ask you four trivia questions, get three correct, and the tickets are yours, okay?
Got it.
Let's jump right in. Here's question number one. In terms of computers and charging cords, USB stands for... I screwed that up.
Remix.
USB stands for Universal Serial... What? What does the B stand for?
Wow, I have no idea. Universal... I don't know. This is so much easier when I'm not.
I know. Universal Serial.
This is a tricky one.
Bus. Universal Serial Bus.
Bus? Like school bus?
Bus. Yep.
I don't get it. We all use a USB every day. No idea. All right, question number two. Let's come back here. All right, question two. Thunder was the name of what Bay Area sports team's now retired mascot?
Now retired. Oh, the A's.
Nope. That's Stomper. I don't think he's retired yet.
No. Still a thing.
Thunder was the Warriors' mascot. The Warriors are one of the NBA teams currently, I believe, that does not have a mascot.
Aw. How did I never realize this?
Aww.
Thunder. Yeah, he went out of business a few years ago.
All right. Bring him back. Question number three. In the Disney movie Finding Nemo, what type of fish is Dory?
What kind of fish? No, that's Nemo. She's the blue one. Man.
Yeah, she's a blue.
I don't know.
That's half the name. Blue.
Bluegill.
That is a type of fish.
Oh,
bluegill.
My God.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Blue tang.
She's a tang.
Blue tang is what we're looking for.
Blue tang clam.
We get four right every morning. We get all four right.
Sure, I believe
Except
you totally.
Except for this morning.
All right,
this is so embarrassing.
These are some tricky questions, and I'm not going to sugarcoat this. It's not going well. If you don't get this last question correct, I'm going to shout holy horrible trivia for the first time in 2026.
Oh,
so,
God.
Like, no pressure or anything. All right, question.
Okay.
Question number four. Listen close. You'll get this one right. A regulation NBA game consists of 12-minute long quarters for a total game length of how many minutes?
Ooh.
48.
Yep.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. That was... Okay. You didn't get a wholly horrible trivia.
You
at
didn't.
Least we got
there's that.
There's that win. Take the little wins where
one
you can.
Small win there.
The questions were a little.
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you for playing. It does get a little harder. It's the nerves, you know, when you are on the air with us playing. So thank you for being on and playing. You did not actually win the game, but don't hang
son
up.
Son of a bluegill.
I'm going to put you guys on hold really quick. Hang on there. Graham, do we have some shout outs?
You know we do. A lot of people in my DMs and a girlfriend sliding into my DMs this morning. I forgot to give a birthday shout out to my boyfriend Jose on the 2nd, but better late than never. Happy birthday. Last year in your 20s. I love you so much. Can't wait to celebrate you this weekend and to many, many more years. And one last thing. Who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
Ain't that the truth?
Your girlfriend, Nadia. Yes, happy birthday there. Another one here. Hi, Graham. Jeff from Hayward. Doghouse listener here. I was hoping you could wish my daughter, Ava, a happy 16th birthday a day early. She's a 4.1 GPA student, and I'm so proud of her. Can't wait until she gets her license so I don't have to drive her to school anymore. Dad loves you so much. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Ava.
Who gives a fart?
And that's a nice GPA. It's not as high as mine in high school, but it's good. Hey, Graham, repeat mommy in your DMs.
I'm a mommy.
I wanted to wish our favorite oldest daughter, Madison, our Maddie Bear, a very happy 11th birthday. Maddie's one of the best big sisters in the world, always helping out with taking care of her younger siblings, Hayden and Colton. We love her very much. Hope she has the best day at school and dance celebrating her special day. Love Mama, Baba, Hayden, Colton, and BB. She says that's their dog. Yes, happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, if you could shout out my sister, Scarlett. She's awesome, even though sometimes we fight. She's my everything. I love it when we play together, and I love messing with her. And that's from Fiona. No birthday there. Just
a regular just old shout-out?
Regular old shout-out.
Love
out.
It.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. I want to wish my T.O. Beetle a happy, happy birthday. He's been a 94.9 since the 1980s. Yep, he's pretty old. We give half a fart for your birthday. Love your favorite niece, Martha, Abby, Marbella, and your goddaughter, Mia. Yes, happy, happy birthday to
Woo,
you,
happy
you
birthday.
Old fart.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Is it possible to do a shout out for my daughter? She's turning 13 today. She's officially a teenager. Happy 13th birthday to my one and only daughter, Audrey. Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Dad and your two brothers. Love you so much. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Please wish my handsome Nino, Julian, the happiest 13th birthday. Can't believe I have a teen already. Poppy, we are so proud of you for the young man you're becoming. You are kind, funny, smart, and have a huge heart. Keep following dreams. Don't ever settle and keep working hard. You will always be our favorite soccer player. Diosito te bendiga con muchísimos años más. Always and forever, your number one fans,
wow,
Audrey,
Graham.
Sister, and mom and dad. Yes, feliz cumpleaños there.
Who gives a fart?
Hey, don't forget, Graham.
Yeah?
As promised, you are going to give us a Bad Bunny performance here Friday, right?
Has anybody delivered a song to me so I can start rehearsing?
Oh, snap. No, we'll do that today.
Thank you.
But just so you know, that is happening Friday morning.
Okay, well, thank you for bringing that again to my attention because I totally forgot. And
okay,
then
we're gonna get you a song today.
Okay.
Today's Hottest Trending is coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, JV Crew, it's everyone off the haircut. Man, your Spanish is on point. Best I've ever heard in my life. But just remember one thing. When you see the word C-O-N, it's con, not con. That's the president of the United States. It's con.
Got it, got it, got it.
Little joke there.
Right, right.
I'll remember that.
Grammy, we have a birthday shout out.
Yeah, one more quick shout out to throw in here. Shout out to Ariane. He listens to the show every single morning on the way to school, and that is from his mom. Mm-hmm. And is this his birthday? It's just a shout out.
Sorry.
And you're apparently his favorite, Graham.
Okay. Oh. Cool.
So if you want to throw in a joke or two for him right now, like
I don't have a joke or two, but I would like to relay a very important message to him if he's listening right now, which I hope he is.
Who gives a fart?
Oh, yes.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, let's talk about all the latest developments with the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. If you don't know, this is Savannah Guthrie's mom. Savannah is a host on the Today Show, and apparently everybody there super rattled by this abduction. So much that the network has ramped up security for all their talent and staff. There is now a police presence there at their studio in New York City, you know, just to be on the safe side. But over the weekend, if you haven't heard, Savannah's 84-year-old mom was reported missing after she didn't show up to church on Sunday. Authorities think that she was taken in the middle of the night as she slept. Now, new photos were released that show a trail of blood outside the front steps of her house. So they're like, this is very concerning information. She was most likely taken against her will. Although the sheriff's department said they do not have a suspect or person of interest in the case yet, there is a reporter who claims to have like inside knowledge. And she says that authorities have been talking to Savannah's sister, Annie, and her husband, as they were the last people to see Nancy on Saturday night. And supposedly authorities have even towed their car to like investigate and see if there's any like DNA or evidence on the inside. That has not been confirmed by the sheriff's department. That's just a reporter. That's what one reporter is saying. I know a lot of people were wondering about a doorbell camera. The front door camera at Nancy's home was missing. The sheriff said they don't know if it was already gone, but it's something that they're looking into. They are working with the makers of the cameras to see if there's any footage that they can like download from a server or something. They did get cameras from other parts of the house, and they're going through that footage to see if there's anything there. They're also checking street cameras, intersection cameras, to see if they can find, you know, a suspicious vehicle. And they can't really rely on footage from any neighbors' doorbell cameras. I guess all the other homes are like just really far away from Nancy's home. And then there's this, a ransom note. Yesterday, the folks over at TMZ said they were emailed a ransom note demanding a large amount of Bitcoin. They didn't say the exact amount, just that it was in the millions and that the Bitcoin be sent to a specific Bitcoin address. They turned the note over to authorities who are still investigating whether or not it is legit. But I think TMZ did some digging of their own and they found that the Bitcoin address is a valid address. It goes to someone.
Right.
But is that who actually abducted Nancy? That is what authorities are trying to figure out.
That could just be somebody trying to be opportunistic, right. Totally heartless, exactly. Obviously, but make some money. But that was something that I brought up yesterday. Like, is this a ransom situation? Because very, very, very rarely would you ever hear a story about an 80-something-year-old woman being abducted from her home.
For like, no reason.
The trafficking demand for 80-something-year-old women. You know what I mean? This is like a very bizarre case.
Right.
And it's like I almost... My mind immediately went to, like, is there some sort of ransom note? Because here you have somebody who is a national figure on TV, and people get obsessed with people that they see every day, you know, on TV. Yeah. There are a lot of crazy people out there in the world. And in today's world, it's very easy to figure out where relatives of people live. You know, like, you can hop on the internet. There's a lot of information out there. Yeah.
And again, it is a race against time. Nancy, the woman who's been kidnapped, she takes medication every day. Without that, I don't really know exactly what's going on with her health, but without her meds, it could be fatal is what her family has.
That's so scary.
All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, if you've been waiting to buy your tickets to the big game this weekend at Levi's, I got some good news. Might be time to get your tickets today.
Get your tickets today.
We talked about the ticket prices of last week, and the good news is to share that ticket prices are coming down quite dramatically. Last week, the price for the absolute cheapest seats at Levi's hovering right around $6,100, somewhere in that neighborhood, and they were holding steady all week long about that price. But over the last day and a half, prices are dropping, more than 20% drop in a lot of instances. And now there are cheap single seats available. I'm going to say cheap, but $4,828 is one of the cheapest seats that I saw this morning on Vivid Seats. Again, we're seeing like about a 20% drop in some cases. SeatGeek, right around $5,000. Ticketmaster has some for $4,900. So there are under $5,000 tickets for the Super Bowl. The price has come down quite a bit after holding steady again above that $6,000 mark for quite some time. Selena, now that you hear the affordability, I mean, 20%, a 20% off sale, you're losing money if you don't take advantage of that sale. Will you be buying your ticket now?
I still will not.
Jess, your man, huge football fan. Huge. He's obsessed with the NFL and football just in general. And now that he hears this, would you sign his permission slip to just buy a single seat? Because for both of you, that's too much, right? Two tickets. But one single ticket, what if he was like, I'm going to go to the game?
I mean, if he wanted to go to the game, he could use, obviously, his own money. He's a grown adult. He could go ahead and do that. But we did
talk about... Wait, we're saving for a wedding here,
I know,
guy.
That's true. That's a good point. But we did talk about this, though, and in the future, when the Giants hopefully eventually make it to the playoffs again and go to the
Super
Bowl.
Talking about the San Francisco Giants?
No, talking about the New York Giants.
So
you would pay this much money?
I think if we start saving now, by the time they make it, we'd have a good amount of saved up.
But that's what about your wedding?
Right.
Yeah, but by the time they make it, you'll have been married 15, 20 years.
Graham, would ticket prices have dropped below $5,000 for the Super Bowl? Would you go if it was the Niners playing in it? Would you pay that much?
Nope.
Really? Quick question.
I like football on TV better.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a dumb question, but for people that are ticket holders or season ticket holders, do they get some sort of discount? Like, does that come into play at all when it comes to Super Bowl tickets?
They must be given first right to buy them, but I don't think they're included in your paid for in your package.
Right.
Dang it.
That'd be cool.
That you have.
I know.
There's something about like being at the Super Bowl, like you're not the crowd, the vibe. Like you're not going to jump around high fiving everyone near you because chances are the people near you are just some other people that are just want to be seen at the Super Bowl and aren't like diehard Niner fans. I'd rather be at a bar like popping bottles and dumping beers on my head like an idiot.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, guys. Happy hump day.
I
just heard you guys talking about the Super Bowl tickets. And to be clear, as a season ticket holder, you get no rights. You get no opportunity or anything to get your seats in the Super Bowl. It is entirely a raffle, and you might get picked. But if you get picked, then you still got to buy a ticket. Have a good one.
There you go. So, to answer your question, Selena.
It was Jess's question.
Same thing.
Interesting. Wow. I think there'd be like a little benefit, like something.
Like first, I don't know, you get the first shot at buying the tickets or something before anybody else or something that was like more of a guarantee and not so much of a lottery.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some of these prop bets.
I want to talk about the prop bets for the halftime show. There's a million prop bets you can wager on during the game. Let's strictly talk about the big game's halftime show with Bad Benny, as Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, calls him, but Bad Bunny. Who will make an appearance, guest appearance on stage with him at the Super Bowl halftime show? The odds on favorite, at least on the site that I was looking at yesterday, Cardi B at -156. So $100 bet gets you 150. I got to think about that for a second. $156 bet gets you $100 in winnings. So she's a very odds-on favorite. Thoughts?
I'm not so... At first, I was like, this is who's definitely coming out to do a surprise cameo. But now, I don't think she would have agreed to it because she already has so much going on prepping for her tour that's about to start. And she's been like rehearsing for that nonstop. I don't think she would even have time for...
And she has a newborn.
For Super Bowl stuff.
And her manse is in the Super Bowl.
Well, people and odds makers clearly think that there is a strong possibility she'll be joining Bad Bunny on stage. Carol G?
Do
you think that's possible?
I think that's possible. I don't know that I would 100%. I wouldn't say I'm like 100% sure that it would happen, but...
Is it possible he doesn't bring out anybody? Because why hasn't anything been announced? Normally they will announce something.
Yeah, but they like to keep it... I don't know. I think a lot of the times it's a surprise. You know, a lot of people have ideas about, and there's always prop bets on who else is going to, you know, who are going to be the surprise guest appearances on the halftime show. I think they always try to keep that incredibly secret, and I think will in this case. But there is the chance that, yeah, nobody comes out. I always think that's a missed opportunity because the crowd gets excited when...
Right.
I agree.
You bring out a big star. Jayco? Yeah.
That's also a possibility.
Number three on this list. Rosalia also on this list.
That one I don't think will happen.
There's a lot of head scratchers on this. It's a very lengthy list of possible people that he could bring out. And some of them are, you know, incredibly long odds. Your Doja Cat, Foo Fighters on this list.
Why?
Christina Aguilera again. No. These are like +1900. No. So a $100 bet would win you almost $2,000. Cyrus, Morgan Wallen, Taylor Swift even on this list. If you really want to get adventurous,
$100
bet would get you $2,400 if she popped out there. That's not going to happen. Oh. What about a J Balvin?
See, a lot of people are thinking J Balvin or Rauw Alejandro. J Balvin already said he wasn't going to, but is he lying to us?
Yeah.
And then a lot of people would want Daddy Yankee to also be one of them because it's like, you know, the OG, like, reggaeton
Daddy Yankee
rapper.
Plus 669. So if you put $100 down on that, you get quite a handsome payday.
Daddy Yankee, he's like on a more of a spiritual journey now. So he did already say, like, hey, if I'm asked to do it, I would only I would only do my current songs, which are more spiritual, versus my throwback, like, you know, shake that booty song.
Gun to your head, Jess, you got to pick who you will see out there making a guest appearance. Who would you say?
I would say Rauw Alejandro. That's my top choice.
Lock that into the prediction journal.
Plus
426, by the way. So 426, $100 would get you 426 if you'd like to bet on that. What will Bad Bunny's first song be? Do you want to read through these, Jess? I mean, my Spanish is good, but like you can.
Alambre.
Uh-huh.
La Mudanza.
Yep.
Titi Me Preguntó.
Yep.
Nueva Yol.
Yep.
DTMF, which is Debí Tirar Más Fotos. Mónaco. Me Porto Bonito. Or Baile Inolvidable.
Which one do you think?
I don't know. This is so hard because I always pick the wrong song that they're going to come out to. I'm going to say Monaco.
Okay, lock that in.
No,
into
I don't think it's going to be that one.
Just because I think the beat could be a good one to start with.
And everyone, make sure you tune in at this time Friday because Graham is going to be doing his own rendition of a Bad Bunny song here on the JV show just to celebrate the big show.
I think it's going to be Titi Me Pregunto. What kind of headwear will Bad Bunny wear for his first song, you guys? Here are the odds on favorite is a straw hat.
Okay, we've seen him. We've seen him.
I don't think it's going to be that.
Baseball hat is the second highest on the list.
No. I think he's not going to wear a hat.
Followed by no hat at plus 380. But you can bet on anything here. A beanie, a visor, a cowboy hat, a bucket hat, or a football helmet at plus 3,000.
Why the hell would he wear a football helmet?
And then the last prop bet that I want to get a prediction, at least from Jess, to lock into the JV Show Prediction Journal. Will Bad Bunny expose a nipple?
I would say yeah.
Yes, at minus 450. So it's a clear favorite that he will.
Do you think he will, Graham?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
I love it. All right, coming up next on the JV show, because I am the new spokesperson for My Strange Addiction, apparently. Can I tell you about...
There's another one?
Yes, this one is so gross that this person is addicted to doing. I have those details coming up.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV show. Mamie from San Jose. This is the topic about Super Bowl halftime show on the possible special guest. I'm hoping putting it out there in the universe would be totally cool for Snow the product because she is also Bay Area cat as well. So here's to hoping. Have a good day. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
We are talking about possible special guest performers that are going to come out on stage with Bad Bunny during the halftime show. What do you guys think about that one? Because it would require a furious Google search for me.
I don't foresee that.
Okay.
I don't think I do either, but she's really
great.
Good. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Priscilla from San Lorenzo. My unpopular opinion, I think it should be Don Omar, being that he's celebrating cancer-free. He was diagnosed with cancer in 2024, and it gave a lot of his fans like a big scare. So if Don Omar comes out, you know, after having a successful surgery, that'll be great. Like, you know, I'm so happy for him.
How about that as a possible guest?
My number one, which I know is not going to happen, but I would love it, is Elvis Crespo. Do you know who that is, Graham?
I lay awake at night just hoping that he's going to come out during the halftime show.
Yeah, I'm glad we share that.
our listener Araceli slid into my DM. She said, hello, are you guys forgetting that Becky G's from the Bay?
Oh my God,
and they have songs together. Her prediction is that Becky G is coming out.
She's from LA, but yes, I would love that. I love Becky G.
And Janelle left us a talk back as well, hoping for Kehlani.
Do they have music together?
Well, okay, the reason why I don't think it would be Kehlani is because don't they give them a certain, like, hey, if you're performing at the big game, you're not allowed to perform within this time range or something like that in the area? Or is that not a thing?
I have never heard that.
Because Kehlani's performing on Friday, so I don't think... Because of that reason, I don't think it'll be her.
I don't know about that. But that would be cool. That would be cool if it actually happened. Let's talk about this latest episode of My Strange Addiction.
My name is Janet. I live in Hedgesville, West Virginia. I am single.
And and probably single because she can't stop eating toenails.
What?
Eating toenails?
They showed her in the gym. She's like working out. She's running. She gets off the treadmill, goes to the locker room, and she takes off her shoes.
Good sweat. This is my favorite part. Ooh, yeah. Feet sweaty.
And then she listens. She just starts munching. Right there in the gym locker room.
She cuts them off first?
She eats them off her toes, and you can hear...
She brings foot to mouth.
Foot to mouth.
What?
Foot to mouth. And you can hear the crunching of them as she's biting them off. Wait, listen.
Oh, my God.
And she's just sitting there at the gym eating the toenail.
I just threw it in my mouth. That's not real. This is some... Are they just hiring actors for the show?
I think so.
That just come up with the weirdest thing, and they're like, "You're gonna do this thing on the show. We'll pay you for it." Come on, we're eating our own toenails.
There's been worse on this
show. Off our feet in the gym locker room. You wouldn't do that in the gym locker room. Other people are gonna see you do it. Wouldn't you wait until you're in your car or at home at least?
Maybe she normally does, but just for the purpose of this show, did it right then and there. I don't know, but it was so gross.
I eat my nails every day. When I see any nails growing in, I just go straight for it and just start biting on them. This toenail is so salty right now. It tastes so good.
Oh my God.
I'm shocked that she's single. Just absolutely shocked. Downright shocked. How has she not found her person? She's in there munching on her
imagine
her toenails.
If she had a person, more toenails to eat.
Ew, no.
Yeah, don't you run out pretty good? Nails just grow so slowly. Isn't she just starving for weeks at a time?
I have been eating toenails for about 26 years now. I started eating toenails when I was about 8 or 9 years old. When I do bite my toenails, I bite them till there's no more nails to bite enough to eat them.
Yeah, I wonder if she's eating other people's toenails too, because it said that she eats about 60 clippings a week. That can't be just her. Like, she's not growing that many,
right? She's clearly crawling around on the gym locker room floor hoping somebody drops some here and there.
And then when she finds a really crunchy one that she likes, she saves it in her special jar for later so it can get extra dry and crunchy.
Stop it.
I swear to God.
This can't be real.
This is not real. I think this show's just hiring people. Because there's this other radio morning show in the Bay Area we've talked about before. They hire these actors that are, we're catching a cheater by sending flowers. Like, it's the biggest load of BS ever. They use their voice actor services for radio shows, which we don't use because the JV show is real radio. I would assume this is the same. I'm at the point where this is the same thing. They're just paying somebody to say they do this.
I don't know. There's been some pretty weird things on this show. Even previous seasons and years ago, there was a lady that she was addicted to eating her husband's ashes and stuff like that.
I remember.
I think people are just weird. I honestly think people are just weird.
I think there's just writers in a room. What would be the grossest thing someone could be addicted to? And then they pay somebody enough money to be the face of it on their show.
I don't think you could pay me enough money to be let me go
and eat my toenails
face to toe.
That is the thing. But then you're telling me this lady's just doing it for free? You know what? I'm not an actor. I'm real. I want to show everybody I like to munch my toenails at the gym.
I'm sure she gets something for being on a TV show, but I don't think they're paying her for lying.
Okay. There's that's some payday involved.
Of course. I mean, it's TV. Yeah.
So I'm just... I have questions. I have questions.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, guys. It's Kat Otto, Walnut Creek. Okay, Selena, I'm shocked that you believe all those strange addiction shows. I've always thought that they were just people trying to get their 15 seconds of fame or clout chasers or whatever. And nowadays, it's just a kickoff to their social media career. So it's not really about getting the paid for the episode, because who would reveal that for any amount of money? No one.
Yeah, that's a good point. I've always wondered, why would you expose yourself on TV?
And she's saying no amount of money. Are you kidding? There's definitely a dollar figure where I would go on TV and say I eat my own toenails after every time I go to the gym. There is most certainly a price for that. I don't know. It's a large sum of money, but I think you guys each share that same sentiment. There is a price for that.
I guess
everything has a price.
I suppose.
Yeah. Yes.
All
what about to be the vabbing lady?
No.
There's a price for that one, too.
No, not that. Not that one. All right, let's go to, is it Luis or Louis?
Luis.
Hi. So thank you for being on. Okay, tell everybody what is happening tomorrow.
So tomorrow we have the Bad Bunny lookalike competition happening at Tacolicious at 5 p.m.
Okay, so we actually talked about this, I want to say a couple weeks ago when you guys had first announced it. Jess, we told you you had one job. Enter the contest. Have you entered?
Yeah.
No.
Now, Luis, is it too late for Jess to sign up for this?
Listen, it's not too late, so you can still show up. Perfect. It is going to be first come, first serve, and we're gonna cap it at 50.
Okay.
We do have spots for 50 contestants, and then after that, we're going to start, our judges are going to start kind of doing the process of elimination, and then we'll have a top 10 showdown.
Love it. How can we guarantee that Jess makes it into the top 10?
Stop!
Come see me. Ask for Luis.
Jess, sure you have Jess to do it.
Yes, come on.
Well, we can't rig it.
It's not rigged. I mean,
you just said, how can we guarantee
once we
that?
Get you into the top 10, I mean, from there, it's a fair and square competition. If you lose, you lose.
Yeah, oh from God. There, I have no control.
So at what time and where, again, mention it so that everybody can show up?
Yeah, so it starts at 5 p.m. It's going to be at Tacolicious in the Mission, which is at 741 Valencia. This is part of our normal game nights that we do on Thursdays. But this one's obviously a special event leading up to the Super Bowl featuring Bad Bunny. There's going to be Bad Bunny, obviously the lookalike competition, but it's going to be Bad Bunny music all night. Bad Bunny-themed cocktails and food. It's going to be a total vibe.
If somebody going to that could bring me back some of their Baja fish tacos, I've eaten at Tacolicious like a million times.
Oh,
I love,
so
love those fish tacos.
The tacos are so good.
Yes.
The tacos are so good.
I love it.
And yeah, we're super excited. We're going to have exclusive Mission Loteria Bad Bunny merch as well, limited edition. We're going to be giving away all kinds of prizes, not just the contestants, but also the attendees, because we do want to reward our attendees. There's going to be official NFL swag, Super Bowl swag that we're giving away. We have Tacolicious gift cards. We have a few different sponsors giving away gifts as well. It's going to be a really, really fun event.
I love it. Okay, so anything else that people need to know before heading out there? It is tomorrow.
So it is tomorrow. I do want to say, you know, we do have, we did sell some VIP tickets, so there's going to be guaranteed entry for VIP. The rest is general admission. It is going to be first come, first serve. This is a pretty hot event, so we do want to accommodate as many people we can, but we also want to, if you do want to be there for sure, get there a little early so you can save your spot in the queue. But once we hit capacity, it is going to be, you know, just watching from outside, unfortunately. But we do want to try to welcome as many people as possible.
Okay. And did we say a start time already? What time is this?
5 p.m.
5 p.m. So, yeah,
okay.
we'll be there earlier.
That was for Jess.
Set up and stuff. But, but yeah, you can get there a little earlier to get yourself registered. Make sure that you're in there early. You're in the queue. Doors open at 5.
I love it.
Love it.
Fun. All right, Luis. Well, thank you for being on. And we look forward to Jess being in this competition.
Looking forward to seeing you. Yeah, we'll see what people say.
All right, thank have so a much. Good one.
Dude, Jess, I think you could win this. You have a little bit of local, you know, fame, notoriety. Right. People might recognize you. There's that. You were already talking about earlier in the show making a custom pair of jeans for a watch party on Sunday with Bad Bunny's face on it. You could, I don't know, get those done as fast as possible, wear those, and then just go all out on your outfit and then just really, I mean, trust me, you got a real
you
shot
got
at this.
It. You got it.
I'll go on Pinterest and see how I can work something up, I guess. We'll see.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
And trending is sponsored by Stanford Medicine Children's Health, Access to Excellence.
So Tate McRae is getting a major eye roll right now. I don't know if you guys have seen her new promo featuring her as she is hyping up Team USA because those Winter Olympics are about to kick off. And she's in this ad, and we're getting it up on our Instagram story right now, JB Morning Show. She's talking about the packed schedule for this weekend and how excited she is for Team USA. Here's the thing that a lot of people are pointing out. Tate McRae's Canadian. So.
She is?
What are you doing? She's Canadian. Yeah.
I did not know this.
This is news to me too, but people were quick to point that out in the comments. Like, what are you doing there? What are you doing? So it's not so much backlash, but just, I think, more confusion.
Okay. Well, also could be upsetting to the Canadians because we know the Canadians take the Winter Olympics much more seriously
maybe,
than any other Olympics
upset.
Because they love winter sports. That's what they do best. So I'd feel a little bit betrayed by our star.
Yeah, maybe they do. But at least the fans here, they're just like more confused than anything. The other thing I want to talk about, people very confused by, people are calling this interaction between Jason Bateman and Charlie XCX so cringe. So Charlie was a guest on Jason Bateman's podcast, Smartless, that he does with Will Arnett and Sean Hayes. And on this podcast, Charlie XCX reveals she don't want kids.
I actually don't really want to have kids.
No, none.
So, you don't? Wait, why?
Yeah. I love like the fantasy of having a child, like, yeah. Like naming it sounds right. So fun, but right. I'm like, that is exactly a sign to me as to why I should not have one. The fact that feels like the coolest part about it.
Could have dropped the conversation right there. Instead, Jason Bateman goes into this story about how when he met his wife, she didn't want kids, but then he was the right guy, and then she changed her mind and she did want kids. So who knows? Maybe Charlie XCX will find someone.
So yeah. You might find somebody.
Well, I'm married.
Oh,
so.
There we go. Yeah, I gotta read a newspaper one of these days.
You know, it's okay.
No, that's why you're here.
I knew immediately like where you were gonna go. I knew my response. I was really looking forward to it. So
maybe
don't
your
worry.
Next husband you're gonna want. Kids.
Yeah, exactly.
People are blasting the conversation as inappropriate. Like, why are you trying to grill her? They're calling it just an outdated way of thinking. Like, who cares? Lemon doesn't want to have kids. Cool. Next subject. Next topic. Right. Keep it moving.
I totally disagree. I see nothing for outrage. Obviously, you should have done a better job of doing your homework on who your guest is. You should know that she's married.
Well, here's the thing about that, because I'm not familiar with this podcast. Have you ever...
Smartless?
Yes.
I've never really listened to it, but it is huge. It's a very large podcast.
I did know the name. That's pretty much all I knew about it. So the premise of the podcast is that one host brings on a mystery guest every episode. So the other two guys don't know who it is, okay, don't know anything about this person.
Well, I should have done my homework about the Smartless podcast.
Don't have
I
time
known
to
that.
Prep. They can't do research. So that's what was going on. So there are some people defending, like, you know, the questioning and him not knowing that she was even in a marriage. But a lot of people were like, bro, just should have just dropped the kid thing.
Okay, so if he doesn't know and it's a surprise guest and he's clearly not prepped for it, and I clearly wasn't prepped to talk about the Smartless podcast. I just know a lot of people personally that listen to it and love it, and it is huge. It's one of the biggest podcasts there is. Get it on the iHeartRadio app, by the way. I don't see any reason for outcry. Are we looking for something to be upset about? And I think that is like age old advice given to men and women. I have friends, I have buddies that I have had that exact same conversation with. I have buddies that to this day, no, I don't want to have kids. I don't want to have kids. Well, someone might come along and change your mind about that. You get into a right scenario and you think, oh my God, I never could envision myself having a family before until I met this person. I've seen that happen played out with my friends before of guys that I said, I'm going to be a bachelor forever. I don't want kids. And now they have kids.
I just think it's a different pressure that gets put onto women. Like, what do you mean you don't want to be a mom? Like, what's wrong with you?
I get it, but he didn't say it like that. Right. He said, he gave a story about himself and then said, you may meet somebody that changes your viewpoint. I don't think that's, I think we're like majorly looking for something to be upset about here.
Yeah, it could be that. I mean, obviously, if he noticed that she didn't like the question and then continued on even past what we just heard, then I'd say, okay, dude, you're doing too much. Like, tone it down a little. Like, she doesn't want him. But me personally, like, oh my God, the amount of times that I have to have this conversation with people because people are like, no, you actually do want them. Like, you're going to want them eventually. Like, what? No, you're going to want them. Like,
Selena, we give Jess a way harder time about that than he did to Charlie XCX. Like, I mean,
we do because we're friends. But I could tell Charlie was a little annoyed just from that. Like, yeah, I knew where you were going. I knew what you were going to say. And she tried to laugh it off. But you can tell she's uncomfortable.
I don't know. Jason,
that's what I got.
Jason Bateman to me is like the safest,
Bateman.
Like most vanilla, like, but also very funny guy.
Yeah, I don't think it was
like,
on
least
purpose.
Controversial person of all time.
I know. Graham, what do you have?
All right, the Warriors at Chase Center last night taking on the Philadelphia 76ers in what might have been Draymond Green's last game in a Warriors uniform. Draymond's name has been floated out there in a bunch of different trade scenarios for the team. Trade deadline rapidly approaching. I believe it's tomorrow. We know the Warriors have been extensively looking at all sorts of different trades to try to bolster their roster ever since Jimmy Butler went down with a season-ending knee injury. Draymond was asked about the possibility that it was his last game with the team last night. He's asked after the game, and he seems to be at peace with it. He said he is super lucky to have been here as long as he has, 13 and a half years, by the way. And, quote, if that's what's best for this organization, that's what's best for the organization. He also went on to say, if it ends, what an effing run it has been. And he's right. There are very few NBA players that have gotten to play, you know, that long in one destination. People get bounced around to a million different teams. Warriors went on to lose the game last night, unfortunately. Again, if it is his last game with the team, it ended in a loss. Draymond had 6 points and 7 rebounds in the game. What's your gut feeling? Was that it?
No.
I think they
maybe because I'm in denial, but no.
I think they're shopping him aggressively, like as part of some of these trade packages. I just don't think this big blockbuster trade that I think a lot of Warriors fans are hoping is going to happen. I don't know. I'm starting to get to the point where I don't think we're like wowed by some. I don't think there's this big marquee move. Like, I don't think we're getting Giannis or something. I could be totally wrong, but I'm sort of feeling like it's, if it would have happened, it would have happened.
You think so?
I don't know.
That makes me so sad.
Yeah, it's kind of strange to think about.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to our cool or not list. Graham, anything that you wanted to
I got something. Here? What do you guys think, cool or not, people who shush other people at Super Bowl watch parties so they can hear the commercials?
Not cool. Even though I want to do that sometimes because I want to hear the commercials, but I don't know. I can't bring myself to shut up. I want to see this Doritos commercial, you guys. Like, I'd be too embarrassed. No.
Agreed. Especially because if it's a party, like, it's going to be loud.
Yeah, but people are very, there are a lot of people that do not give any F's about the game, and they want to hear the commercials and the halftime show.
I get it. I want to watch them, but you're also going to get to see them like 20 other times after the Super Bowl because you see them everywhere. Social media, like, yeah.
Actually shushing people. At the watch party, I've been cool.
I've been shushed.
You have? By who?
Every single year. I'm sure my wife has shushed me before. She's in the advertising world, and like the commercials for her are the Super Bowl of commercials. They are. It's like the top ad. So she wants to, she's very interested in that part of the game. She doesn't care about the actual football being played. And so I'm sure I've been shushed by her. I've been shushed by a lot. I've seen this happen at many a gathering before, many a big game.
Does it bother you?
Of course it does.
Okay, so you'd say not cool.
Some of the commercials I want to hear, but the rest of the time, shut up, let me talk.
I only like the funny ones. The ones that are like sentimental and stuff, I don't care. Talk on.
Remember that 1 year right after the pandemic, every commercial went so sappy and sad, and it was like, we get it, we're all depressed. Give us some laughs.
It was so much more depressing.
I feel like they're of pure comedy commercials that you remember and actually laughed at. I feel like we've been in a rut for a while. I feel like pre-pandemic, there are commercials that people would still mention lines from, or like they became part of pop culture. Things that, you know, what's up? Stuff like that, that like actually shaped the way that people talked about stuff.
I feel like there's been some good ones. I can't think of any now.
There have been some, but I don't feel like there have been any that have like become ingrained in pop culture since.
Yeah. The one that always sticks out in my mind was the Tubi one. The one that where everybody freaked out thinking that they moved something on the remote because it looked like it cut out of whatever was playing on the TV. You guys remember this one, right?
Yeah.
I liked that one. Just because I freaked out and everybody else did.
I don't remember this. There's been a few
like that where they make it look like there's a problem with your TV or something and people are like, oh no. And then there's a QR code or something. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
Something happens. Yeah.
Yeah. I just remember Kanye putting out commercials and he would just record them on his phone.
Yes. I didn't like those.
My jeans are blue. Someone should redo that.
Oh, my jeans are blue.
Jess, anything you'd like to throw in?
Yeah. Cool or not, you know, Valentine's Day is almost here.
Cool.
All right. Cool with that. Cool or not, though, the new phrases on the sweethearts conversation hearts. So, you know, the tiny little candy hearts, usually it'll say something like be mine or cutie pie or kiss me or all of these cute little like mushy things on there, right? Well, now they have some new phrases for 2026. You let me know what you think about these. They're going to put split rent on one of them.
Split rent?
Oh, my God.
With a question mark?
Just split rent.
Okay.
Or split bill, joint taxes, family plan. So it's more like frugal phrases, I guess, for 2026. They know that.
What does this have to do with Valentine's Day?
I guess
seriously.
I guess they're like, you know what? We know, we're aware at how the economy is right now and how we're all kind of struggling. So something a little more relatable for you instead of
your roommate owes you $86 for the cable and the internet. You leave out one of these conversation hearts.
Split
that
bill.
Says split bill.
I guess so. There's buy in bulk.
This
cook
is
for
so
two.
Stupid. Oh
these
my god.
These don't make any sense at all.
Right. I don't like them because I like
cool.
I like all the mushy ones. I like all the like.
And
the
what? No
ones.
Adults get these. You buy this for your kid's second grade class to like hand out, and they're looking at these like split rent.
They're like, what the hell is rent?
What does that mean?
Yeah. That's a good point.
What does this even what? Mean?
Adult
I'm in the first grade.
These.
Yeah.
Yeah, not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.